Royalties in the mail.
30 seconds, fair play.
Form of a question.
Guardians of the Geekery, this is our special edition Age of Ultron, right before we go on a little bit of a break here, but Joey the Giddy Geeker, say hello.
Hello.
Carol the Cat.
Hello.
Tenacious T.
Hello.
And oh my gosh, you are Cher!
I am. Well, not that Cher, but Cher, yes.
And right before we allow you to get comfortable for 1 second, we're going to launch right into our rapid response
bell. Oh, this will be good.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and you can answer with either a word or a phrase. Whatever comes to your mind, no explanations needed, although we may tease you about it later. So
I'd expect no less.
Without further ado, what is the worst costume you've ever tried to make?
The Ringwraith.
What is your favorite?
The Ringwraith.
What was the best movie you ever got to work on?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Which character would you never like to design for again?
Oh gosh.
That might get her in trouble.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay. Wow. If you were trapped on a desert island with a tablet with a solar recharger, what would be the book that you would preload on there?
The Count of Monte Cristo.
What would be the album?
Something by Queen.
What movie would you watch over and over?
Labyrinth.
And what game would you like to play?
Monopoly.
There you go. See, you survived!
That wasn't so bad.
So tell us who the heck you are and what you're doing here.
Well, I am Cher Lambeth, and I am I'm a geek myself. I've known quite a few of these geeks for quite a long time, but I like to call myself a fan who went pro. I'm a professional costume prop and puppet builder, inspired by my early love of Star Wars. And I've worked on such films as The Muppet Christmas Carol and TV shows like Dinosaurs. I've worked on, I did some work on The Hunger Games. I did some work on The Patriot and Evan Almighty. And just recently worked on Homeland, that was shooting here in North Carolina, and on a TV show called Outcast, which is on HBO, or will be on HBO, I should say.
Well, that's
a lot of Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
And I heard this rumor that you're like a track director for Con Carolina.
So they told me yes.
Yeah. It's still coming together. Con Carolina's will be out a couple weeks. It'll be the weekend after.
Four, yeah.
Four weeks. Please don't say that because we have to move before then. And as you can see, the house is not packed. So
please give me the 4 weeks.
Okay, 4 weeks. We have 2 weeks left to pack. But anyway, and as Starnes Lord has mentioned, we are going to, the Guardians of the Geekery is going to go on a short hiatus so that we can pack. And when we unpack, we will be doing a live broadcast at Con Carolina.
Excellent.
So when the schedule comes out in the next week or so, make sure that you check that out. And you can find out when we'll be on, and you can come and see us and meet us in person.
Excellent.
So that will be awesome. Speaking about dancing around things.
Oh, nice segue.
And the Hunger Games.
And the Hunger Games. Let's go
it's
right
a geeky
into,
tie-in.
Right, go into Dancing with the Stars. Unfortunately, my geeky tie-in actually got eliminated this week. Willow Shields, who was dancing with Mark, they did an excellent dance routine that had to do with futuristic ninjas, because this particular week's theme was different decades of dance. But yes, there were ninjas. Go ahead, laugh. It's okay.
I'm not even laughing at the ninjas.
They did this really cool effect, though, where they got pulled along the floor, but the way they had the shot, it looked like they were climbing up a wall like Batman and Robin kind of thing. It was really
but
cool.
But cooler like a ninja would.
But like, actual ninja stuff,
And with the projector, it looked like they were actually
moving.
On a wall.
Yeah, so it was really kind of cool. But unfortunately, she was eliminated. And being 14, she immediately burst into tears. So it really felt sad for her. There are definitely people who are worse dancers that should have been kicked off.
The Bachelor.
Unfortunately, The Bachelor just gets way too many votes from girls. He's already taken, ladies. Don't vote for him anymore. Get him off my screen. But anyway, so that was sad. And the 10-week anniversary, a 10-year anniversary was this week, but...
That show has been on for 10 years?
Yes.
Wow, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, 20 seasons, two seasons a year. So we haven't watched that because, of course, last night we were at the Age of Ultron advanced screening. So we did that and then came home and power watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was kind of funny because they were like, we're going to give you all these sneak peeks into the movie. And we're like, we've already seen it. So I like having a little theater envy from my friends.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun having people call me all sorts of names because I got to see it already.
But I will say, after your little fender bender, you deserve to see that movie.
Yes. I was in a car accident and still went to the advanced screening of Avengers.
Still went on.
That's still a fan. That's
if
a
big, Hawkeye can take a blow and get up and keep going.
Hawkeye.
Okay, so maybe my language was slightly affected in my accident. But anyway, you should have seen the other guy. That's all I have to say. But, yeah, so awesome, awesome Age of Ultron. Yeah. Going to watch it again tomorrow because we already had paid tickets for it. And it's always fun to see it the second time and see what you missed the first time because you were so caught up in. So.
And there's a lot to see. A lot to see from beginning to end.
Well, and I'm looking forward to
it. It was like boom, 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 boom. Like, I'm like, it's over already?
Yeah. There were a couple things I wish... There's some characters that I wish had gotten more play. I think there was some careful coverage of why certain people weren't there. In very tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. They're off doing very important stuff. But, of course...
I don't know your name, but yeah.
Pepper Potts.
Oh, okay.
And Jane.
Jane, whatever.
Yeah. What is her last name from Thor? Jane.
Jane Boring.
Yeah, I'm not making that. So.
Jane Amidala.
Foster?
But,
I think it's Foster.
Jane Portman.
I think it's Foster.
Jane Foster. I think that's right. Yeah. But really interesting stuff. And then, of course, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. had tons of references. One of the characters that you see right at the beginning of the Avengers movie has been featured a couple of, for several weeks on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I thought, well, gee, what is he doing there? And then, of course, this week, because we, you know, if we were seeing it in order instead of 2 days ahead of everybody else, we would know. So it was kind of fun to go back and say, oh, that's why he was there. So.
Is there somebody with blonde hair?
It was an old guy.
It was one of the older guys that was on the Hydra side.
Oh, okay. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Oh, yeah, it's still going.
So, interesting stuff. So, and speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., still interesting with them. I have to say that this season, every single week, I've been surprised when we're at the 50-minute mark on the DVR. And they're like, next week on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm like... Oh, how do we get here already?
It's pretty well written and very well put together.
Yeah, definitely anybody who had challenges with the first season dragging, that is no longer an issue. They've kept it going very, very well.
Yeah,
please stop drawing spiders all over your face.
I'm not drawing spiders anymore. I'm drawing prisms and stuff. So.
Okay.
Prisms.
Yeah, I'm not caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Going back to Age of Ultron for one moment, I just want to do a shout out because I absolutely adored Paul Bettany as the Vision.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
So good. So good. And I have to say the cape effect was awesome.
That was very awesome.
Very sweet. I can say that. It's not a huge spoiler. I mean, the guy has a cape. But cape effect is very sweet. So
was he always the voice of Jarvis?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I just thought he talked like... I mean, I know Paul Bettany, but maybe he...
And of course, it's Paul Bettany, so occasionally he's got to show his butt. I think Paul Bettany has a clause in every contract: I must be nude at some point.
For people who aren't familiar with Paul Bettany, what other things might have they seen him in and not realized that that was him?
Beautiful Mind.
A Knight's Tale. He played Chaucer.
Yep.
Love that movie.
I love that movie as well. Master and Commander.
Yep.
He was in Priest, that horrible, horrible Priest movie. Sorry, Paul.
The one that listening. I just told you to take down off my wall.
The one with Tom Hanks, and he's a cryptologist or whatever.
Da Vinci Code?
Oh, Da Vinci Code.
He was the albino. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. He was Silas.
He was there, too.
He was in Wimbledon as well.
He was also in Wimbledon.
That was the first thing she mentioned because she is the tennis geek amongst us. See, that's one of your geekeries, Tiffany Tenacious T.
I have many geekeries.
Yes.
She's a Harry Potter fan.
Wes Anderson, David Fincher. I have plenty of,
who can forget the Gallivant?
The West Wing?
Yeah, and Gallivant.
Gallivant.
Yeah,
her favorite.
Gallivant
fan. No. She got us to watch it every week, and she stopped watching it after we
I resent this rumor that we were participating. I never got anybody to watch that show.
Yes, you did. Let's roll that
roll
beautiful
the tape. We got a clip here.
Let's roll that beautiful bean footage. So, Sesame Street did an Age of Ultron parody?
Yeah, it's pretty cute. Did you see it?
Or, I have not, but I heard about it.
It was so cute.
It's like Age of Bon Bon or something like that, right?
Yes, and it's basically they turn this evil villain turns all the kids' vegetables into candy or gooey candy, which well, give it to them for Sesame Street to go that way. Yep. But that's consistent with their message, I think. So yeah, but it's very cute and.
We're not linking it. I'm on linking hiatus.
Yes, we're not going to link it. Just you'll see it. It's been all over Facebook. So
Google it or go to our Facebook page. We might post it there.
There you go. Yeah, you should put it there. They're really good at doing parodies like that. So
yeah, I just like to state for the record, all those times that I said I was going to link it for the past 4 weeks, that's not going to happen. You're just going to find it there. So sorry, but
it's tough love from Joey the Kitty Cat.
Yes,
no more links.
Now, you know, I will say, and we talked about this a little bit offline, and I'm sorry because I realize you haven't seen it yet, Cher. We're just going to make you sit and nod and laugh with us.
I can do that.
There were some scenes in Age of Ultron that seemed a little forced in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from somebody who's absolutely in love with the movie. And we were talking about it and after seeing it. And you know, obviously, there's certain things that are going to be storylines. As we know, Marvel has mapped out its movies for the next several years. It's kind of reminiscent of Harry Potter when they were filming the movies and one of the directors was trying to leave Creature out. And J.K. Rowling said, you can't because they play a crucial part later. I think that some of the stuff that was in there that was a little bit jarring is stuff that's laying groundwork for other things.
One plot point in particular. I'm not going to say which it is, but there just seemed one plot line was kind of like, okay, we got to get this in there.
But Star-Lord, you were pointing out something that you had read online.
Is it
an
advanced plot point?
No.
Oh.
So about 3 weeks ago, the edit of this film was 3 hours and 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's almost 2.5 hours. The version that's out right now.
So it's about 45 minutes that have been removed.
But even with a big movie, they know it's going to do great. They can't eat up that much time in a theater. I guess actually they could, but they didn't. But
I would have kept watching for another 45 minutes.
If it was like what we saw,
Henry Cavill wasn't in it, you still would have watched.
There was Chris Evans was in it. Thor was in it.
Yeah.
Can I say that I Hemsworth. Just yeah Hemsworth, but Chris Evans was really striking this time around.
He's always striking.
I'm sorry.
Give me Mark Ruffalo. I'm just seeing coming out of the shower. He's putting his shirts like
he did look really good.
You don't have to put on the shirt.
Yeah,
the
well, that's something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
And can I just say that it occurred to me the continuity of, oh, his hair is wet. Oh, it's dry. That's because he rubbed it with a towel. It did occur to me. So I will just say that. I'm sorry, honey. You have that same kind of thing going on.
Yeah,
so I appreciate it on you.
I'll take Bruce Banner.
Conversations. Now,
Chris Evans.
I'll take Bruce Banner. Thank you.
Well, that's good because then
now we don't have to all fight.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, and I guess I'll just have to wait to see it. So.
Yes. You know what they look like.
I do. Yes, I do. I'm very much looking forward to seeing it.
But in the DVD that's already being released in Europe, you said.
Well, it's being solicited.
I'm sure it's already on the streets of Tokyo.
Yeah. So there's a director's cut, so we can see that extra footage. And then there's different endings, too. So apparently there's 2 or 3 alternate endings. So I'll be curious to see what those are and if they make it stateside or get the bootleg version from Japan or China or somewhere.
Now, in the advanced screening that we saw, there was no Easter egg, as Joss Whedon told everybody.
There was a mid-credit.
There was a stinger.
Yeah, there was a mid-credit stinger, but no end-of-credits egg.
Okay.
Of course, part of this is going to be because Joss Whedon has announced that he's leaving. So why tie down a new director to a storyline that maybe they're not prepared to deal with or would have shot differently? you know, I mean, I think some of that comes to light, but
yeah. I just think they got burned with the Guardians of the Galaxy one, where everyone thought they were actually rebooting Howard the Duck. And yes. They just
are they not?
They're not.
No. Oh.
I think they will.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Or at least he'll be just going to be in stuff, but yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he turns up in things, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can kind of see that as a recurring theme, but oh, goodness, I hope they don't redo that.
Well, and he's completely different than what Lucas did because he looks so great. He's not a guy in a costume.
That movie was so creepy. I just saw it as a kid, and I remember I was like, why is that duck all horny for that woman?
Why is her hair like that? Oh, it's the 80s.
That's right. Yeah. I was probably too young to be watching it, but I was like, this is really weird.
So, weird thing that I knew, but you kind of forget, and then you think about again, Elizabeth Olsen, who played Scarlet Witch, younger sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
Tie back to Melinda Metz, who was here a couple weeks ago, who used to write books for Mary-Kate and Ashley, along with Roswell series books. But anyway, she seems taller than her sister, so, you know.
Yeah, she's definitely way bigger.
What?
She was in heels.
Well, I understand this. I was making something funny, and you took it literal, but that's okay. I heard that happens on Twitter a lot. So.
She also seems to eat.
Yes.
So. Oh, that's...
Yeah. And I find that attractive in her. So this is a good thing. So, I thought she did well. There were times where I felt like I was more compelled by her when she spoke than when she was just on screen. Although when she had special effects swirling around her, she did well too. But sometimes when she was just there, I didn't find her kind of as compelling of a character. I felt like definitely she was better when she was in action.
I still love the movie, but the only thing I had a problem with, I didn't really understand what her powers were. They just seemed like they were kind of whatever she wanted them to be.
Well, that is actually Scarlet Witch.
Well, the comics, it's a hex power where it's basically kind of this bad luck, chaos type of thing.
I thought she also had telekinesis in the comic books.
Not where she can make suggestions to people and make them do things and things like that. They're basically rewriting
their history because the twins in the comic books, they're the kids of Magneto.
Which they can't touch. Yeah. So,
right.
Yeah.
They had to separate them from the storyline, Tiffany, because X-Men is one
universe.
And they are not part of the Marvel universe.
So there are technically now two Quicksilvers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I forgot my point.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
But as kick-ass as Scarlet Witch and Black Widow were...
Kick-ass because the kid that was Quicksilver played kick-ass.
Oh, yeah,
nice segue!
I thought you were familiar.
I planned that, but I didn't. We're going to go with that. And you that are on here, just forget that you heard that I didn't actually know that. But you brought up a good point, Starnes Lord. Black Widow and Scarlet Witch, as kick-ass as they were, they're going to be left out of a lot of merchandising, and I think that's bad.
Yeah, Disney really screwed it up, especially with Black Widow, since she's one of the core members. She's actually bought a thing of Frosted Flakes, and you can get these little Frisbees, which we have one.
Oh.
So Frisbee. on the back, they show all five Frisbees, and she's on one of them. But
interesting. Wow. So they still do cereal toys. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But it kind of folds up. So basically, it's a Frisbee. We're not going to link to it, but look in your cereal aisle, and you can see the Frisbee. And
no more linking now. I need it. Anyone want a peanut?
But I think Hot Topic, out of like 20 shirts, they have one that has Black Widow on it, and I don't think it's her own shirt. Things like this.
I don't really get that. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, they said that they already have the Princesses franchise, and that seems to make the girl market very strong. And there was a very misogynistic statement that a t-shirt in the men's department with Black Widow on it might not sell.
And there's no action figure. And Mark Ruffalo even tweeted, I really wish my daughter and my nieces could have an action figure to play with.
Yes.
And the weird thing, I mean, you probably know this from like the Star Wars figures and all action figures, like the female character is usually the hardest one to find because they short pack it. They make less of them. And sometimes it's like this variant type of thing where it's it's worth all this money because they just don't produce that many.
Well, and Carrie Fisher had gotten very upset with one of this Princess Leia figures they put out a few years ago, so that also kind of put the kibosh on some things.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, who is the Hulk action figure supposed to have sex with when you're playing with your action figure?
Thank you. Well, you cut right to the chase here.
It's interesting. From what I understand, they do not own the rights to just the Hulk. The Hulk can appear with all the other characters and everything, but they cannot use the Hulk by himself.
Universal, because of all of the licensing and the
So you will never see the Hulk on his own with.
So will Spider-Man be part of the Avengers?
Yes.
He'll show up.
So he's going to be in the next movie.
We still have that conversation that we don't know which Spider-Man they're going to be. Yeah. Actually, it's going to be Peter Parker.
It is going to be Peter Parker.
It is going to be Peter Parker. Okay.
Yeah, that.
Do you think that'll be played by Henry Cavill?
Do you know Asa Butterfield? Asa Butterfield?
Do you think it'll be Mark Freeman?
Yes, I knew.
He was an actor from Ender's Game. And
So,
because they want to do a younger... Oh, he's 18, but he looks much younger.
He does look much younger,
that, so...
And he's going to be Peter Parker?
It's the strong contention now. They have five actors, and that's the one that they say basically he's got it if he wants to make a lot of money.
Who would want that? So,
I know, right?
Going back to the Black Widow, I don't know if any of you saw the... I'm not sure if it was a tweet or a Facebook post, but Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner actually made a very rude comment about Black Widow.
Yeah.
But, and here's the thing. Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm.
Renner.
It's Renner.
Kind of did a snarky reply. Yeah,
I'm sorry you were offended. Apology.
And Chris Evans took it very seriously. And which you would expect because Chris Evans has already announced that he wants to go and be a director and a producer. And he's got foresight into his career. Jeremy Renner. But they were both very tired. A whole day long docket. They were on it. Blog, they were acting very juvenile, and they made a flip comment about the fact that Black Widow has seemed to make the rounds with everybody. And
Jeremy Renner, like, his wife, like, left him, like, after a month or something, and apparently for weird reasons, so he's apparently a weirdo. So.
That's a shame.
That's a shame because he's kind of cute.
I mean, it was interesting to get more review into him because I never, you know, I obviously don't have that much knowledge into this world, but you know, I didn't really know he just showed up last, you know, in the last movie. It was like he was there. I didn't know if he was in any other movies.
He was, but very small roles. He was in the first Thor film. You saw him first up on a catwalk, kind of defending things with an arrow without a big explanation of who he was.
Oh, okay.
And then he reappeared in the first Avengers movie,
right?
And but was more of a minor role, and this time around he's much more. But in the series, there's a version called the West Coast Avengers, and Hawkeye kind of tends to lead that.
Incidentally, the new Hawkeye comic book series. I can't remember the writer.
Matt Fraction did a great run.
Matt Fraction, yeah. I actually loved that series. That was a very good run for Hawkeye.
He actually started off at. Here in Charlotte at Heroes, working the register and pulling comics and stuff.
Jeremy
and
Renner?
Matt Fraction.
Matt Fraction. Right. The guy we were talking about.
Yeah. He was only focusing on the
Jeremy Renner.
Speaking of Jeremy
Fraction's not that bad looking, actually.
I don't know who he is.
He's married with a kid. But Jeremy Renner was just on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon as Hawkeye. Singing a song. It was a takeoff on Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud, and it was all about how Hawkeye is a great superhero with great superpowers.
Yeah, and, like he's got lots of scarves.
But he might have done that to kind of do some damage control. That's what I'm guessing, just to show that he's got a sense of humor and he's not a douche. But
I feel like if I'm angry and I do something bad, like the first thing I would want to do is go on Jimmy Fallon because he's so charming. He can make anybody like appear great.
Yeah, I'll even say when he was on that lip sync battle, Jimmy Fallon.
I love that show.
He just automatically does what he does in a show, whereas he just like, oh, you're so much better, you won, and he's the first one to throw himself on the sword and let somebody else like go with it.
It really reminds
me of Johnny Carson, because Johnny Carson would really always try to make everybody else look a lot funnier than they were a lot of times.
And yeah.
So I don't know. I think it's cool.
Yeah. No, I think it was cool too. On the counterpart, from what Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner did, Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because they, after a full day of interviews, they got one of the interviewers to switch the questions and ask Mark Ruffalo all the questions that Scarlett Johansson always get asked, like, what are you going to wear on the carpet?
I
mean,
you know, I bet that
how do you think
good.
About all the revealing clothing? And then they're like, so what kind of action scenes did you get to do, ScarJo? You know? So they had a lot of fun with that. It's kind of switched the questions around. Said, you ask him all the questions you had for me, kind of deal.
Because she really kicked ass in this movie.
Mm-hmm. She really did. And she had some cool tools. I was sad that the sticks that she used, which are similar to the ones that Bobby Morse uses on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't get to see as much of that, because that was some cool stuff.
Yeah.
But she, I like her little statement about how she's always having to clean up boys' toys and stuff like that. She did some cool things.
I like her. I thought it was cool that those other people from the other movies were in it too, like Don Cheadle. And the other guy
from Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. War Machine.
Yeah.
Just about everybody who's shown up in the films shows up in this film.
I just wish Falcon had gotten to play a larger role. I like his character, and I like the actor who plays it. And I realize it won't come back until later, and you know, but the fact that they included him gave me hope.
Well, is that the guy from Captain America?
Yeah,
that's from Winter Soldier.
Okay.
With the wings.
Yeah, okay. He's showing up in Captain America.
Don Cheadle was actually a replacement for, I can't keep my mouth shut, Terrence Howard.
But he's not crying because he's got Empire going.
I think he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, but you know, I think I love Don Cheadle too, and he's again perfect. Perfect foil for some of the other actors.
He's like equally as charming as RDJ. Like, it really.
Yeah, in his own way.
Yeah. They're perfect counterbalance.
They really
are. Just like Chris Evans, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the actor who played Falcon. What's his name?
Oh.
Yeah, you can't either. That makes me feel better. But
they
were good foils together on the second Winter Soldier movie. I think he was a good counterbalance.
In the comics, Falcon is now Captain America. So it'll be interesting. But they're about to do this thing called Secret War where they combine all these timelines. And after that, they'll have, we don't know what version of each hero we'll have. So
yeah, are they rebooting the Marvel Universe?
They are.
Yes.
They are. And they're going dimension spanning. And so
there's a surprise.
Did we learn anything?
Yeah.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Anthony Mackie.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's a cool name, too. It's like, what?
Okay. So speaking of bad ideas. Ben Affleck visits the Suicide Squad set.
Yeah, so
much of a hubbub about the Joker.
The new Joker. Oh, there's been so much buzz on the new Joker.
Yeah.
People have tweeted. In fact, I was just looking at this earlier today. People tweeted that the new Joker looks like a Riff Raff and Marilyn Manson had a love child, and that's not a good look.
Oh, wow.
Have you guys seen it? The tattoos and the silver teeth? Not even gold
teeth.
Silver teeth.
He looks like he's got braces. And someone else commented that he looks like he's a fan of Norwegian 80s pop bands with the aha or haha tattoos all over his arm. So, yeah, he's pretty freaky looking.
But somebody did come out and say that will not be the version
in the
film.
Oh, let's hope not.
Yeah, and they actually did show some shots, and it looks more like he's the Killing Joke. Joker, which he's wearing like a Hawaiian shirt and a hat in one scene, which is right out of that comic.
Oh, yeah.
Just where, you know, he's just so insane. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to just wait and see. But yeah, Ben Affleck was just spotted.
Ben
Affleck.
I was like, Ben Affleck? Is that like genuflect?
Ben Affleck.
Two Jen?
It's new Ben Affleck. It's new Ben Affleck. It's new Ben Affleck.
No.
Look for it in your medicine.
So the Suicide Squad, I don't really know what that is.
It's Joker, Harley Quinn. Death
villains,
lock?
Basically.
Deathlock. Deathlock is on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Too many death people.
Which I'm glad about. So glad Mike Peterson is back.
Yeah, he's a good character.
I really hope that we continue on with him.
Yeah.
So, Suicide Squad is set in the Batman universe.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben Affleck is going to play Batman in more films than
Justice League and some
other. Oh, okay. So there's a whole franchise coming.
You never know.
With Ben Affleck.
I would like to give Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
I don't feel as bad now. All right.
Now you got me doing it.
Oh, blame me.
Yes, I am going to blame you.
Sure.
I'd like to give him a chance. I'd like to be proven wrong. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy proved us wrong, right?
Yes, that's true. But Guardians of the Galaxy is Marvel.
I knew you were going to say that. The minute it came out of my mouth, I knew that was going to be your response. And to that, I have this response. Because I can't say anything. So, you're right.
You're right. It's going to be very difficult to screw up Batman and Superman in one movie. But
somebody could do it.
It can be done.
No, that movie will be fine. So, don't know why.
Visually, it ought to be stunning, if nothing else. Yeah.
Oh, it will be stunning. You're right.
And speaking of that, something that was stunning, Man of Steel.
Yeah, so this I forget who the folks were, but they released on YouTube. They basically made this funny thing called "What if the Man of Steel was in color?"
Oh yeah.
And I think they did about 5 minutes of it, and I don't know if they've done the whole thing at this point, but at the time they had about 5 minutes of it, and it was just showing the color palette of that lack of that Snyder and his cinematographer.
Film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all I did was
I really did the Twilight effect to it, where everything kind of got grayed and whited.
Oh yeah.
And
which
they
don't really notice, like you just kind of take
because
it
you watch
face
it
down.
And
yeah.
you get adjusted to it. But when they showed the pictures of stills from the set of the vibrancy of the colors of the Man of Steel costume,
they
matched
a,
the color palette to that, right?
And they did a split screen. And you could see, I mean, not that you want that whole movie to be color. It's not that cheap colorization. It's just like a regular kind of palette. I mean, the sky is completely gray all the time before all those crazy things come and start digging up the planet to terraform it.
Oh,
the
yeah,
sky is basically gray, and they show what it should be, and it's the, you know, just a normal blue, not even like a bright blue. And the costume you actually see, which is the costume he wore on set, Henry Cavill, is actually, you know, the blue and the red. It's just like
it looked more
inside,
beautiful
so.
In enhanced color. Aww. I didn't even think it was possible.
Aww.
But he did.
But anyway, it just kind of showed that,
so
you know, different color.
With all your working on films, Tiffany feels that she's destined to be with Henry. If you run into anybody who happens to know him,
I will do my
basically,
best.
Basically, I have a theory that if I keep perpetuating this hope, and like it's eventually going to get to Henry, and he's going to be like, "Why do I keep hearing about this Tiffany?" And it's like we're going to meet one day.
You
Lester
throw
Square.
It out to the universe, and there it is. Well, I will keep that in mind.
Okay,
yeah, so
good.
Predictions work on yes.
But before you fill up too much of your mind about that, you were recently at Star Wars Celebration.
I was, yes, in Anaheim, and it was amazing. There were thousands of people there from all over the world. I got a chance to meet J.J. Abrams, which was really, that was a great experience. And he looks so young. He looks like he's about 12. He looked very young, but he was very gracious. And I know one of the big buzzes people were talking about was the BB-8. The droid or the soccer ball droid, as it's affectionately known. And yes, it actually exists. So many people are thinking, oh, it's got to be CGI. But there it was in real life on stage there with J.J. Abrams. And it was an amazing piece of work to see that thing in action.
Is that kind of a prop that you would like to play around with?
I think it would be interesting to see how it works. I've got some vague ideas, and certainly rumors are circulating around the internet. You know, does it have gyroscopes? Does it have electromagnets? I suspect it's all of the above, and probably some more. And, you know, for folks who don't know, the BB-8 is actually a round droid with an R2-D2 type head on top of it. And the body rolls like a ball, and the head stays perfectly stationary on top and turns and looks and has motion of its own. So it's definitely a phenomenal piece of mechanical artistry.
And I apologize, Cher, we should have shared this with you at the beginning, but because we are a audio audience, we require anybody who makes hand gestures to make noises.
Oh, I can certainly do that. Yes, I can do that. So, here, eat, and eat.
Perfect.
Speaking of weird noises, Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo.
Now, this is something I have not heard anything about, so I'm curious
myself.
Are they
both going for the Phantom of the Park now?
It's going to be in the park, basically, but it's going to be animated, direct-to-video. I think it's July 20th, so it's a little ways out, but it is going to be voiced by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Oh, my goodness.
And then two other rotating KISS members. It's not Ace Frehley or anyone cool like that, but... But still, it'll be it won't be those. But anyway, it seems pretty fun, and the animation looks okay. I'm not really a huge fan of the newer Scooby-Doo, but when I do watch a little bit of it, it's not horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm so entrenched in the old classic
cartoons. So is this like cartoons, throwback to the old 70s cartoons when like Sonny and Cher...
Don Knotts.
Yeah, yeah.
The Harlan Globetrotters.
Yeah, that's Batman, my favorite episode. Batman Robin, yeah. So.
You know, Peter Criss was just in town not too long ago for a convention. So. Yes.
Mad Monster Party.
And he refused to sign drumsticks.
Really? Oh.
Doesn't do it.
Bastard.
I didn't hear that part.
If you pay him, you won't do it?
You won't do
it. Wow.
No.
Huh.
The resale, because he doesn't want to resell. He has a... it makes sense, really. He's got
his own
contracts.
Brand sticks. That makes sense.
So, he doesn't want people selling other brands with his signature on it. So,
So he took a page from Gene, is what you're saying.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, so, great to video.
Yeah, yeah. So, it should be fun. And, one of the promotional things I have is the Scooby Gang with the kiss faces, which I thought was pretty cute.
Oh, oh cool.
Yeah, so. But anyway, look for that in July. And then, what else? Anything fun? Oh, I guess one more thing about the Avengers, though. So, the next films will be the Infinity War, Parts 1 and 2, directed by the Russo brothers, who did Winter Soldier. They're going to film this sort of like Lord of the Rings and... Superman 1 and 2, they're going to film it all at one time. So it'll be a 9-month shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll film them all.
When do those come
back
out?
To back.
2018?
It's a little ways away.
2017 and 2018. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, so.
They were saying the other day that, you know, if you think 2015 is going to be full of movies, wait until 2017.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
They're just like back to back to back to back.
There's
back.
15 within. And I meant to link it or something, but it had 15 within a month and a half, and they're all like awesome movies that summer. So it's just like, I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah.
So what else for Marvel comes out this year? Ant-Man, and then
Ant-Man, that's right.
I think it's just Ant-Man.
And then Fantastic Four,
but Marvel doesn't own it right now.
So
technically, not in the movies. Not in the movies. In the comic books, he was.
Okay.
Matter of fact, in the comic books, Henry Pym, who is Ant-Man, created Ultron.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah, I remember you saying that now.
But
isn't everything supposed to culminate
in the way
the
they
Avengers?
Did it this way for the movie because of the conflict that it caused to have Tony Stark create it versus Henry Pym?
Yeah.
I can understand why they changed it.
They would have to wait almost 10 years before they could get to this point if we're just launching. And also Henry Pym is Michael Douglas, and he's basically almost retired in the Ant-Man movie. And Paul Rudd,
who plays Ant-Man
in this movie, is the second Ant-Man, basically.
I guess my sort of understanding of it all is that everything kind of culminates into the Avengers.
The Infinity Wars.
Right. So Ant-Man can still be a part of the Infinity Wars and just not be an Avenger.
Right.
And totally the way
or
they
he could
left
be an Avenger
it at the end.
So, yeah.
The way they left it at the end, the Avengers was not just the original five. They definitely laid the groundwork for additional members to
be like
there.
The Avengers Infinity War 2 supposed to be like the last Marvel
they'll find some other title.
But as the plan goes
for this particular string of movies, yeah.
Yeah, they've got it mapped out to 2028, which oh my gosh.
Wow.
Can
okay,
you
so,
imagine?
But they had to
Avengers
have
Part
exit
2
strategies
will come out
for
before
characters.
That.
I'm like, I don't know, but there will be a TBS marathon every weekend to remind you of what you've forgotten.
I see the Disney Channel branching off and just having
a
MCU channel. They can fill that sucker now. I mean, and you talk about by 2028, they'll have all the Netflix crap they can put on there. I mean, give me a break. They're going to have... They'll have content.
That would be
kind
of cool, actually.
I think
We haven't finished Daredevil.
You have not finished Daredevil yet.
Yeah.
We have not gotten back to it.
Okay.
We've got to finish it off this weekend, but...
You guys got packing to do.
Yeah.
When are you coming
down?
Do. Wait, this is not a podcast conversation, but yes.
Well, the good thing about
the
Avengers is...
If you're on the podcast
is,
and you know us and would like to show up at our house to help us pack, that's fine. If we don't know you, please don't come.
Don't come stalk us and steal our shit.
That's weird. No. Don't steal our shit.
But the cool thing about the Avengers in the comic books, and just like at the end of this movie, is their cast change all the time. So they could just have a couple members like Captain America and somebody, you know, and Iron Man, and then they could have all these new characters. The roster always changed.
Oh.
So they can keep going with Avengers forever and have totally different casts.
I don't like that. You know, I want to be the people I know.
Well, I mean, when Robert Downey Jr. retires, that's, you know.
The only thing that always stays the same is change.
Yes.
Yes. Is there going to be another Iron Man movie?
I don't think so.
Is he going to be in the next Captain America movie?
He is.
Okay.
Because it's the Civil War, and those two characters are the buddy heads.
Like, the way that they left RDJ... at the end of Iron Man 3, they did a little culmination of film snippets to show kind of the arc, and they clearly left it so that that could be an ending point for the Iron Man trilogy. Left it at a trilogy. They wrapped it like a trilogy. If you add another one, it's just going to be kind of weird at that point. It would be Rocky 7 at that point.
I haven't seen the last Iron Man, so... I know.
No.
Yeah, but very
bad geek.
Yeah, at the end of it, one of the stingers is definitely like a little video montage of the arc of him. So,
and actually, I think if Marvel's smart, by the time, let's say 2020, 2022 gets here, something crazy like that, they could actually be in position to do Secret Wars, and then they could grab a younger Tony Stark.
Henry Cavill.
Recast it. There you go. Obvious choice.
Well, there you go.
Obvious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He just grows a goatee. He's in. Yeah, okay.
Good to go. That's right.
But so. Henry Cavill isn't that much younger than Robert Downey Jr.
Shut up. Yes, he is. He's like a little bit younger than me.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. is 50.
Yeah, he just turned 50.
That's true.
Henry Cavill's like 32.
So he's got a few years.
Yeah.
At our age, that's the same age.
Well, let me ask you this. So at the end of the Iron Man 3, when they did that stingray, was it to I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan?
Oh, gosh. Oh.
And it's not a stingray.
Puppies.
Oh. It's not
matted
a stingray.
Hair puppies.
It's a stinger.
Oh. A stingray.
It's not smog. It's not heavy, thick fog. It's a stinger. But thanks for playing. Here's a lovely party gift. It's not Henry Cavill.
Oh, I was about to say, you know, we'll take away your geek card, but you don't have one. So.
We're taking away your t-shirt.
Now I need to make that. I need to do a YouTube video with, like, little faded borders.
Language. All right. So we talked about that. So the only thing left... before we kill this podcast, is Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Oh.
I don't know. I was just trying to get in the dead.
Well, I was about to say, again, nice segue.
Yeah, we try.
Oh, yeah.
We fail sometimes. Sometimes it's a clunker. But going on, tell us about it.
Oh,
you put it on the list.
I did the whole list.
Nevertheless.
Basically, it's just begun production on Starz. It's going to be 10 episodes. But I've been a little bit hopeful for it because, you know, Bruce Campbell's involved and he's producing.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Sam Raimi's producing it. And one of the directors from one of the movies, or producers, is producing this as well. So I think, you know, it's good.
So a lot of the original folks are still involved.
Yeah. And it's on Starz, so they can probably do a little bit more than network TV would allow, but yeah.
Incidentally, if anyone has the Blu-ray of Evil Dead 2, listen to it with the commentary with Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi.
Oh, I'm sure it is priceless.
So funny. It is so funny. Just because if you ever heard Sam Raimi talk, he's got this really whiny voice.
Yeah.
Was he married to Kate Winslet?
No.
Oh,
that was Sam Mendes.
Oh.
But to hear him every time Bruce Campbell gets hurt. I tried really hard not to hurt Bruce in this scene, but, you know, I begged the actors not to hurt Bruce. But yes, just listen to the commentary. It's hysterical.
That's funny.
Too cool.
Okay, so where are we
at?
Books and more books. That's where we're at. That's
books,
the only thing left
and more
here.
Books. Well, I haven't read Dark Knight 3. Oh, that's because it hasn't out yet.
You got the advanced script?
Awesome. I know Frank Miller personally.
Yeah.
No, what an accident.
So it's a comic book graphic novel, and he's going to make the third one. The first one was awesome, and that's basically where Nolan got most of his material for his trilogy. And this is really the Batman that Ben Affleck Who is Ben Affleck's brother. not Casey.
No, is that Casey? I was going to say.
That's the Batman that this is really
now
based
that
on.
That could be
where
Casey.
He's older, where he's older.
Affleck could totally play Robin. No, I'm kidding. Sorry.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. I love Casey Affleck.
I do love Casey Affleck, but, you know, unless you want a heroin addict looking person as Robin.
Maybe
not.
He could be Speedy.
Oh, no.
Speedy.
But Free Comic Book Day this Saturday, May 2nd. Woo!
Yeah. And then May the 4th on Monday, which is a big Star Wars day. Yeah.
And Sunday, May 3rd is Charlotte Comic Con.
Yeah, we had looked at May the 4th as a possible wedding date. However, it's on a Wednesday next year. As we know, good.
No.
No good. Not getting married on a Wednesday, although it is hump day.
That's just that.
That'd be the honeymoon day. Yeah.
Midweek weddings are cheaper.
But anyway.
Oh, my
Con Carolinas.
Yes, Con Carolinas is the weekend after Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
This year it is May 29th through...
31st.
The 31st, yes. I'm thinking June 1st, but because I took that day off, because there's no way I go to work. The day
Please
after.
Tell us all about... the fabulousness that is Con Carolinas. Woo-hoo. Who is going to be appearing there this year?
Our media guests this year are Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes!
Michael Hogan from Battlestar Galactica. He played Colonel Ty. Woo! In the new version.
Not the original.
Judith O'Day from Night of the Living Dead. She played Barbara. She will be hosting a screening of Night of the Living Dead while she is there.
Oh, that's cool.
And Doug
Isn't
Jones.
That coincidence?
Yeah, Doug Jones.
Doug Jones, who was in Hellboy, he was Abe Sapien in Hellboy, who was also on The Flash and The Arrow recently without makeup, which you don't see him.
And
that
he was a
makeup.
Consultant on one of the episodes of Face Off.
Yes,
this
he was a judge on one of the episodes of Face Off.
He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He was one of the gentlemen.
Yeah. He was also in Quarantine, the very end. He was the creepy guy in the end. But usually you see him with a whole lot of makeup on.
Mm.
He was in Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, yes.
A couple of different characters in Pan's Labyrinth. He's usually in all of Guillermo del Toro's films.
Mm.
So, those are our four media guests. Our author guest of honor is John Scalzi. And our musical special guests are the Blibbering Humdingers, who will be headlining our Butterbeer Bash on Friday night.
Excellent.
Mm. Oh, Butterbeer.
You know who else will be there?
We?
Us,
yeah.
Are you the Geekery
from the
be
West
there?
Wing or the Gilmore Girls be there?
Well, who?
Anybody from the West Wing or Gilmore Girls?
Tiffany, you'll be there.
Yes, you'll be there.
You will be there as a special podcaster for the Guardians of the Geekery.
True that.
Yes.
And I will be there doing costuming track stuff, so.
Yes, and I will probably be doing something with geeking.
Yes.
Well, the podcast, we've
established. Well, I am a guest.
Yes,
yes, you are,
and I will be running around trying to keep everything going.
Yes. So. If you see a red flash, that is not the Flash. That
that's
would
probably
be Carol.
My hair.
Yes.
So
that's probably my hair, just zooming that diet. But yes, we will be doing another Rocky Horror screening on Saturday night.
Yeah,
we have Nirvana Burlesque for the first time at Con Carolinas. That will also be Saturday night. So there's a lot of stuff that I have to program and 16 rooms to fill.
And this is in Concord this year.
Yes, we are moving to
the
hotel.
So if you think you know where Con Carolinas is this year, you're wrong.
It's not the same hotel as last
year. Different place, yeah.
It's a couple exits.
Embassy Suites, right?
Embassy Suites in Concord. A much bigger facility. So,
and I heard that the Charlotte Geeks Geek Gala booth is going to be right near the pub.
Excellent.
So get a drink, come say hi to us, preferably in one of those orders. But don't spill your drink on me.
No, we will be having Klingon karaoke in the bar this year.
Yeah,
perfect.
Oh, nice. That's a good place for it.
Yeah, because y'all need to be drunk to be listening to me singing.
I want to hear you sing. Oh, wait, we did at the beginning of the podcast, which brings us to the end of the podcast, I think.
Give me drunk at Con Carolinas.
Full circle.
Well, that's it for this week and for a couple weeks, but you can catch up with all these episodes we've been posting like crazy, so I think it's all good.
Come to Con Carolinas and see us in person.
Yes.
See what we looks like.
Yeah.
Yes. And remember, if you want to get a gift for Carol, it would be the Latin version of The Hobbit. And if you want to cosplay as Tiffany, she said the pink and sweater set with the pearls, I think.
I don't remember.
Go back and listen to one of our first episodes. You'll hear that.
Or you can cosplay Henry Cavill, and she'll just follow you around all week.
Yes. Yes.
Or worse, connect you. Yes.
No, I'm not him. I'm not him. I don't care. You're close.
Or Martin Freeman.
Stop calling me Henry.
If you're Martin Freeman, please come to the podcast.
Yes.
So. And Cher, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
It was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, this was great.
So you also have a book out. Tell us about your book.
Oh, I do. I have two books out. I've got one, Haunted Theaters of the Carolinas, which is about ghosts. Ooh. My second book is The Well-Dressed Puppet, about puppets, which I'll be doing a puppet workshop at Con Carolinas. Oh, and I have a third book coming out next year called Creating the Character Costume, which is about costumes and cosplay.
Awesome.
Excellent. Yeah.
So we will link who you are, but we won't link anything else on this episode of Guardians of the Geekery.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Joey's house.